A series of events have been held in Prague and elsewhere in the Czech Republic observing the first anniversary of the death of Václav Havel, who led the country to democracy in 1989's Velvet Revolution. Memorial masses are being held, a gathering is taking place on Wenceslas Square, and in a jokey tribute to the slightly too short trousers Mr. Havel wore at his inauguration, some people have rolled up their trouser legs. The commemorations have also included the unveiling of a new plaque to the late president and a statue of Woodrow Wilson in the capital. Ian Willoughby was there.
A round of applause accompanies the unveiling of a plaque in honour of the late Václav Havel. It'll be installed right beside a statue in front of Prague's main train station of Woodrow Wilson, the US president who supported Czechoslovak independence. The memorial to Mr. Havel reads Playwright, Dissident, Patriot, President, and was the idea of Robert Dobek, founder of the American Friends of the Czech Republic.
In February 1990, I sat in the U.S. Congress and watched him give a speech, and the entire United States Congress stood up and applauded the president of a country that had been our enemy until 2 months before. So it was extremely moving. Basically, I think Václav Havel, there couldn't have been anyone who could have done more for U.S.-Czech relations because he was so respected by the American people and, you know, by the American political establishment.
Former dissident Alexander Vondra was also in Congress for that historic speech and approved of the new tribute.
I'm very glad that the Americans has decided to commemorate the first anniversary of Havel's death. He loves the United States. He was coming to America almost every year in the last two decades, found a lot of inspiration for his teaching on the freedom. And that's very positive that the Czech Americans and the Americans do not forget.
Also in attendance at Monday afternoon's unveiling ceremony was former ice skating world champion Aya Vrzáňová Steindler, a leading figure in Czech circles in the U.S.
He did terribly amount. There was nobody that I could think of that would become a president after the change, 1989. He was the right person, and he did so much for Czech Republic, and America loves him very, very much.
What was your own impression of Mr. Havel as a person?
Very kind, sort of very shy gentleman, but very kind and loved the people.
Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said he welcomed the new plaque and all of the events being held to mark the first anniversary of his friend's passing.
If you had the great honor to know Václav Havel, you feel more than anybody else, is the loss we had a year ago. And of course we are missing daily. And I'm a bit really touched that people are now finally detecting, even in his own country, what a great man he was.
What do you miss about him most yourself personally?
His personality, you see. That's why him, just simply him.
Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg ending that report by Ian Willoughby.